the ones that will fit Africa. The Afri 24 is coming here right now, and we would be showing you the roadmap to Africa. The world is on. Assalamu alaikum. Anything where they fall for you, they fall for us. And don't forget, say for this month of May, what we get for you now, say, make you day happy, make you day enjoy your life, make everything where they summer for you, they go cooler, smoothly, and everything where you can think of, left and right, front and back, and even center, join. It's your girl, Ajon, okay, right on there, my sister.
Your girl, on the candy, right here, on to this sweet FM, to change that down.
This is Deep Spray FM on African Radio. This is the news coming to you live from Dudu Spray FM.
Good day, welcome to Dudu Spray Newsroom. These are top stories across the world within the last 24 hours in various African languages.
Good day, ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome to Dudu Spray FM, the first and only Pan-African radio. I am Ayodeji Fumilayo. Welcome to Global Gist. First, let's take the headlines. PSACDL, what the tentative agreement says about remote work. Sudan crisis. Egypt proposes draft resolution. U.S. Religious Freedom Panel again recommends India for blacklist. Now the news in details. A tentative agreement with new protections around remote work reached between the federal government and the Public Service Alliance of Canada could set a precedent for working from home in the country, experts say. PSAC and the Treasury Bill came to an agreement early Monday, putting an end to a nationwide strike for over 120,000 union employees after nearly 2 weeks of picketing. As of Monday morning, Treasury Board workers were required to go back on the job, PSAC announced in a statement. Canada Revenue Agency workers are negotiating their own deal and remain on strike. According to PSAC, the deal provides significant new protection around remote work, which was one of the main striking points in the labor disputes. Treasury Board President Mona Fortier said at a news conference in Ottawa on Monday that the agreement supports fairness, equity, and modernization when it comes to remote work. Alexandra Samuel, a digital workplace expert, said details of what was exactly agreed upon will shape the future of remote and hybrid work, not just within the federal government, but for the whole country. The most important of this agreement is the idea that we are returning to a model where individual teams, individual managers, individual departments will be able to have specific agreements rather than a single one-size-fits-all policy across the government, she told Global News. Sudan crisis, Egypt proposes draft resolution. Convening in Cairo, Egypt, Arab League prominent member held Monday, May 1st, an emergency meeting on the fighting in Sudan. Egypt's deputy prominent representative outlined a draft resolution to halt fighting in the neighboring country. Egypt's call within the draft resolution for an immediate and comprehensive cessation of conflict and for all conflicting parties to initiate their efforts to give priority to the Sudanese people and stop bloodshed, which is a prerequisite for returning to the Sudanese people, which is a prerequisite for returning to political dialogue through which the crisis can be resolved comprehensively, Obadiah El-Dawara said. Officially, at least 528 people have been killed and almost 4,600 people wounded in the violence between the army and Sudan's paramilitary group RSF. Despite the formal extension of a truce, fierce fighting raged Monday between Sudan's warring sides. Some 50,000 people have fled seeking refuge in neighboring countries, including Egypt, the Central African Republic, and Chad. Top UN humanitarian official Martin Griffiths lamented the exponential rise of cost of transportation out of worst hit areas. U.S. Religious Freedom Panel again recommend India for blacklist. An independent commission in the United States for the fourth year in a row recommended that India government led by Prime Minister Narendra Modi be added to a religious freedom blacklist, saying that conditions in the country for religious minorities continued to worsen throughout 2022. In its annual report on Monday, the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, USCIRF, again called on the U.S. Department of State to resignate India as a country of particular concern. The independent panel has made appeal for the designation since 2020. The label accuses the government of systematic, ongoing, and egregious violations of religious freedom and opens the door to economic sanctions. The body said that the Indian government at the national, state, and local level promoted and enforced religiously discriminatory policy in 2022. Those included law targeting religious conversion into faith relationships, the wearing of hijabs, and cow slaughter, which negatively impacts Muslims, Christians, Sheikhs, Dalits, and Adivasis, indigenous people, and scheduled tribe. The report had noted that about 14% of India's population of 1.4 billion is Muslim, about 2% is Christian, and 1.7% is Sikh. Nearly 80% of the country is Hindu. The panel further asserts that the Indian government, led by Modi's Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, continue to suppress critical voices, particularly religious minorities and those advocating on their behalf. U.S. panel only offers recommendation and has no ability to set policy. There was little expectation that the State Department will adopt the Commission's position, as Washington and New Delhi have continued to strengthen their ties in a bid to counter China's influence in the Indo-Pacific region. In its report, the Religious Freedom Watchdog noted the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden failed to designate India as a country of particular concern after it made the recommendation in previous years. The United States and India continue to maintain strong bilateral ties around economic trade and technology. Trade reached $120 billion in 2022, making the United States India's largest trading partner, the report said. President Biden and Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted on multiple occasions, including the G20 and G7 summits and the Quad Leaders Summit, it added, the latter referring to the informal groups of the US, India, Japan, and Australia. The Indian government did not immediately respond to the latest reports. Following last year's recommendation, New Delhi's foreign ministry spokesman Aridam Bagchi accused senior U.S. officials of making ill-informed and biased comments. As a natural pluralistic society, India values religious freedom and human rights, Bagchi said in a statement at that time. For its part, the India-American Muslim Council said the latest USCIRF report reaffirms that what the rights group has been saying for years, that India's government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has continued to systematically violate the religious freedom of minority communities, particularly Muslims and Christians. More recommendations for blacklist. The report also called on the Biden administration to add Afghanistan, Nigeria, Syria, and Vietnam to its blacklist, and for the redesignation of Myanmar, China, Cuba, Eritrea, Iran, Nicaragua, North Korea, Pakistan, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Tajikistan, and Turkmenistan. The panel first made a recommendation for Afghanistan last year, following the Taliban's takeover of the country in August 2021. Afghanistan has long been on the Commission's watch list. The Taliban itself has been designated of particular concern in some of the panel's analyst reports from 2000 and 2021. The Commission said the group violates the freedom of religion and belief of religious minorities, women members of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex LGBTQI community, and Afghans with differing interpretations of Islam. In Nigeria, the report focused on several blasphemy convictions in 2022 as well as more violence related to allegation of blasphemy. It noted that the Biden administration did not heed a similar recommendation made last year, although Nigeria was briefly designated under the administration of former President Donald Trump. In Syria, the panel highlighted government violence against the Druze communities amid the country's ongoing civil war. In Vietnam, the commission said authorities intensified the control and persecution of religious groups, including Montagne and Hmong Protestants, Cao Dai followers, Hau Hau Buddhists, Unified Buddhists, and other religious groups not registered with the government. Many thanks for joining us on Global Gist today. I remain Ayodeji Funmilayo. Stay tuned for more exciting content on Dodo Spree FM, the first and only Pan-African radio.
This is Dodo Spree FM, Pan-African radio.
Different cultures and different people's ways. I was born where the sun never sets and never rises. I was born where the heat is like a second skin. Streets, automobiles are making noise. The land is growing dry and weak. Spirits.
This is Dodo Spree FM, an African radio.
Benny, of course, it is Dodo Spree FM, the first and only truly Pan-African radio. And let them know, they come on Mowikbi. I was born where the sun never sets and never rises. I was born where the heat is like the second skin. And this is Afri 24, where we give you everything with a shell all over the globe. Fumi don't give you the news. If you don't know, you don't know the road with that. Follow the roadmap. The roadmap now, Dodo Spree Newsroom. Enter the Dodo Spree Newsroom. You go see the news page on our website, www.dodospree.com. Or better still, download the radio. The page is there too on our radio. This is the only place where you get it done 24/7. Yes, so now with the day with Uncle Rosemary. Many thanks everybody who just join us. I like mo fe se kini papa pa ni mo fe se leni yi nitori pe arojo mu so ni okun. Now in the genius game I go carry give you, and this one we two they play him on top of Africa. You remember your lockdown. They don't talk and say now when you don't reach another papa what do they call them, papa farm. Now you go talk say now your own papa farm big pass. This indigenous game really they play for Africa. You see him, it be like a your lockdown, but then it is actually like times 10 of it, and it is called Moruba. Moruba or Soro on Jinwa on Kava or Instuva. You see him, now so he be, and it is the play game until all the players has lost all their cows. So like this one at the cow game, oh yes. So I guess people are rearing cows, we know more about it. How do they set it up? The size of the play space and the number of holes often depend on the number of players. Most common you can have 12, you can have 36. Can you imagine? And you just go until the whole thing. How do we play this kind of game? Each player or a team only uses their side to play, or their play area or board, or need to turn a player, take the content of one of their holes, and they will just be moving around just the same way we do the Ayolokpon, and I am looking forward to it. So how do they kill? I'm beginning to be fascinated with this because we can actually make it bigger and actually have a tournament for this kind game. This is the first and only truly Pan African Media House, and of course it is Dodo Street. You see this one, and we can actually make it better until we move. You see the house, so the small boxes until we move around so you have your own space. It is awesome, it is awesome. And your girl Ajoke Day here, okay, make us wait till they happen for the Obodo Yimbo Dem side, because if I give you enter house now, like in my house, me and man, my son, we say we are Arsenal and my husband. Now Chelsea, now so it be. At least we are still here, they do them. Now so load my doing for us. Okay, Chelsea, big Gabriel. Why be saying now Chelsea news? I go first talk. Okay, all you Chelsea fans, come listen to your news, though. Need to read, get down, Shelley. Why this guy, they look like this? If you see a picture, you get so many, many meanings. So, if I tell you, say, why this guy didn't look like this, you don't look him too. Now, Mauricio Pochettino, only on Chelsea signing. Baga, as first Chelsea signing, confirmed as after the third, Bayern makes, wow, 52 million euro decision. Oh, Bodju, oh, Womida. Ben, Chelsea transfer, and they are just doing the Blues have already answered that they are going to do it. To no wonder this guy, they encourage you. He easy make person drop body to your own year. 52 mil alama pay. And the guy just say, very so, what more call here? He toba shedada, ma shekini. I will beat you. The guy talk. I know they did. But it's not the sport. But what's up, segment? I see this one too. Way holding mouth. Kilo Shell, God for me. You don't see the gentleman game and the gentle ladies, the cool ladies game. Philly Mikkelsen, you absolutely bad. Oh, blast one, you. I see. Moribushi. You know, say, but when they want vex, they will hold their mouth like that. And when they hold them, by the time they bust, you know, they really, really bust out like Africans. But Africans know they hold anything. Give answer, give it back to you, back to back knee. Just like AJ. What's happened for the golf? They thought, say, blast the world golf ranking. Why not? Say, where you put me? How you to do this ranking? No. Only respectfully, I don't need them points, so nor do I care about them for myself. Why can't they vex? I am in 3 majors of the next 13 years plus, and all of the 4 majors through 2005. It is about doing what is right and calling the how the conclusion and taking place. Why you go come put me for this kind of thing now? No be me talk and now this is one way I did look now. Grandpa said he blast them, he blast world golf ranking. Say wait till now they do, you know, correct. And a Koro Koro fast for match to this one way they look me and I they look and this now Bobo Temi gone. Yes, so Kilo Besenu I don't know. LeBron James once again faced Golden State Warriors in the playoffs. Yet ready. Ben, LeBron James has suffered in the hands of the Golden State Warriors over the years in the playoffs, but the so far story upset. But now they are set. We are ready. Are you ready? This time around, though, James has star power to help as the Lakers. Ben, Anthony Davis is also a question mark with the injuries. But the two-way nani and the star will be healthy along the line. Jared Vanderbilt, oh no one. But when you tell me to play badum basketball, you go understand. Always to the Lakers, and let's see what will go happen in the playoff, in the face-off with the Golden State Warriors. There'll be playoff. It's your girl, Ajoke Adewale, on the MIC. Yeah, my children are finishing their exams. That's the teenagers are finishing their exams. The TDH, they are planning. The teenagers anger, they are going to check out the places where the slave trade also took place, especially the Badagry Axis. You know, Sweet is the only place where you can get all this, and we are proud of our heritage. Stay with us, stay tuned to us, and you'll be glad you did. Don't change the dial. Because here we are intentional and we have something where we they do. Where we say now they do to rebranding the African entertainment. Support us. This is the only ministry you can support. Benny, the first support you will do to us is by downloading the radio. Go to the website www.dudusfree.com. You can see the download link. Many thanks to the engineers, Oinda Mola, and everybody. We do and better for us. Adupe, okun. And after you do that one, Benny, after you do that one, you donate, support, yes, four and two. Donate to us on our website and donate for us on Dudusfree or Poinwa and the YGY Global Transformation Limited. Contact us for sponsorship and advert placement partnership today there. And that contact now, +12122569117, +12539480573. Anything where you give us, send the receipt to dudusfreeofficial@gmail.com. And if you want to know the roadmap, info@dudusfree.com, @dudusfree.com. We dare you to do them. Don't forget the numbers, +12122569117, +12122569117, +12539480573. Let us have today talk too far because the time is going. And Roger Musolokun, Egba Ben, it's a replay. Be no one, Econ Baba Econi. Now, here we do them. And your girl, our joker, how they always did the MIC. They do them like Olodumare Senders. Don't change the die. Stay tuned.
Your girl,
the
candy, right here. On to the sweet event. To change that die.